Wildcats joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Coach, first off, congrats on the win.
Thank you. Very proud with how hard we played. Executed some scouting report stuff we put in this week. So proud to get that win and beat a team as accomplished as Central.
Avery Taggart, we saw him struggle in the first half last game against DeSoto. He's just coming back from football, and this was y'all's first game of the season, so you kind of knew some of the guys might be out of rhythm offensively. But tonight he totally corrected everything, got 14 first quarter points, really just got you guys off on the right foot.
He works as hard as anybody around. I mean, I would say he probably shot about 1,000 jump shots before the game today.
Wow.
I mean, from the second we got out of school, and we left our building about 4:45. He shot for about an hour and a half and just relentless. He's an extreme competitor. We really built up the matchup between him and McCullen. I have as much respect for him as anybody we play in our area. You know, we thought if we held him to 30, you know, we'd have a chance. I mean, that's what we think of him. I think he's as good as anybody around, especially in the, you know, in the junior class. But Abe's a competitor. He rose to the challenge. He wanted it. And we didn't use him to guard McCullen very much. But he was looking forward to a nice matchup here in an opening season tournament.
Yeah, I thought McMullen was probably just a little bit off tonight. I think a lot, as I mentioned before, he put the headset on. The three-pointer was not falling for the Central Rebels. And there were, you know, there were quite a few that were contested, but then there were quite a few that were open threes that they just couldn't get down. And you know, I guess credit to you guys for leading to those, you know, to those misses.
Yeah, we tried to kind of change our ball screen coverages because they liked the ball screen so much. I'd like to think that took them out of their rhythm a little bit, but they had some open ones that just didn't fall, you know, and you know, we were lucky they didn't go in because they had the right guys shooting the right times.
Right.
They got a couple big boards late where McMullen lined it up, and I just stopped looking because I think it's in. And that's part of it. I mean, you got to be lucky and you got to be good, and I thought we were both of that tonight. You know, I do like the way we played in the half court tonight. I thought we pressured him. I thought Asher Sanders added a little bit for us tonight with the way he pressured the ball and maybe wore them down a little bit. But, you know, it's I don't like the open ones, but I'm glad that they didn't go in.
Nate Parker was a guy that got hot early in the second quarter, finished the quarter with 8 points for you guys. And I really felt that at that point I thought at that point Central was doing a good job of slowing the offense down a little bit. They were rebounding better on missed shots that you guys had. But really, when a guy starts to get it going from deep early on in a quarter and even carrying it through the rest of the quarter, that's usually tough to come back from.
It was big for us because we had three of our horses with two fouls, and we made the decision to sit them tonight because I think we were up 11 when Taggart came out. Nate Parker really carried us in that second quarter, and I think we extended it to 13 there at halftime, I believe.
Yep, that's what it was.
You know, that's a huge victory for us because, truth be told, I would have taken us up 4 or 6, you know, with Avery not playing the last minute or two of the first quarter and the entire second quarter.
Right.
So Nate was big for us tonight. He did a great job chasing 14, who we really thought can shoot it from about anywhere. He drew his assignment. He did great. You know, and he withstood the entire game. I think he came out once, maybe, you know, and really was a warrior for us defensively. And then those points were huge second quarter.
I liked Marvin Brown. I like his look, first of all, afro, sideburns. But beyond that, pretty athletic guy that, you know, in the second half really started making his mark defensively. I think he, you know, made, I think it was McMullen that he was on a little bit. Who was the other guy that he was sort of causing havoc for? I think.
Yeah, he guarded 10 a little bit as well. You know, Marv is a guy that...
Jeremy Jones.
Yes. Marv is a guy that just practices as good as anybody we have. You know, he was in no plan to play this season as a junior. And
really?
He just comes in, he busts it every day. If you watch the way his teammates respond to Marvin, you can tell how liked he is and how much they support him. So he's really shown us he can be kind of a defensive stopper. And, you know, he gets to go against Taggart every day in practice, you know, which is
something. Yeah, that'll toughen you up.
Absolutely. And so that gets him up for McMullen and guys of that nature. And when Antonio Sanders got two fouls early as well, you know, Marvin's minutes were gigantic for us. And so, you know, he was another one of those unsung heroes that other than his layup, you're not really going to see what he did, but he was huge for us.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the guys don't necessarily put up, you know, a high steal mark or a high point mark or a high rebound mark, but it's just a little place here and there that don't get calculated that that certainly stand out. And I thought Marvin Brown just did a good job defensively. And at 6 foot three, another rangy, quick guy that can definitely play some good defense around the perimeter, which you guys did a really good job of tonight. Hillsboro, the matchup coming up on Saturday night. They've got trouble in the name of Michael Brewer, and even more trouble in what we saw from Mark Moore tonight, the guard that hit five threes, had 19 second quarter points. So Hillsboro and Ben Lampkins, he's a straight up, you know, square up shooting guard that can hit from just about anywhere. So, you know, it should be a fun championship. I think this will be the best early season challenge for the Hillsboro Hawks and potentially you guys as well. What are sort of your thoughts?
Well, first of all, we're going to have to guard one and two as soon as they get out of their car here tomorrow and start guarding them, because they,
I like that.
The show that they put on their first half was impressive. I think they had eight or nine threes between the two of them in the mm-hmm. first half.
Yep.
And you just sit there in awe at those guys. Now, we won't zone them, you know, so they'll get a little bit different look there. But Brewer, you know, he's like McMullen. He's just a bulldog. He's a tank. I mean, we know of him, you know, in St. Louis County. I mean, he's that good. And I think him and Taggart are friends. I think they've played together before.
Really?
On the same summer team.
Okay.
And so, you know, he'll be ready for that as well. Brewer, to me, seems a little bit more inside, whereas McMullen does like to face and step away from the basket. But he's a great player. I think he's already got 1,300 points in his career, you know, which kind of speaks to the ball he's played for the last two or three years. So it's nice to play them in the championship. I think we'll have a great crowd tomorrow night, and, you know, we'll get to play the underdog role.
I'm kind of curious, Coach, and you don't have to give me a straight answer if you don't want to, but I'm kind of thinking – you might put Taggart on Brewer just because physicality-wise and speed-wise. But then again, they sort of play different positions. What are the thoughts on who you might put on Brewer? Since you said you're not going zone, I imagine you're going man-to-man. Who's going to, you know, man up and play Brewer, you think?
So the benefit for me is, you know, I get my dad on the staff, who's coached for about 32 years, is in the Missouri Coaching Hall of Fame, and okay. has 500 wins. And so that's one where I get to say, hey, Dad, why don't you figure this one out for us?
Because you
did a pretty good job tonight against Central. And we have a great staff that will have our kids prepared. But I would think it's Sanders and Taggart. You know, a big thing for us is always trying to keep them out of foul trouble.
Antonio Sanders is another good defender for you. Yep.
But, you know, I think you might be right with Brewer being a little bit more interior.
Yeah, and that's what maybe is different, because Taggart is more of an exterior player, if you will.
Sure. And, I mean, Brewer's a load. He can take you inside. It looks like he plays at the top of the square, which I've heard about.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, Taggart's going to get his fair share tomorrow. And, you know, as buddies, they'll probably have a good time. And it won't be the first time they've banged against each other. But I'll leave that one up for the Hall of Famer I got sitting right next to me.
There you go. Very well. Coach Kirby, congrats on the win. And we look forward to the championship tomorrow night.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
All right. The Eureka Wildcats win this one 58-46 over the Central.